Yeah, in fact, it's interesting. We had exactly this experience with when we first started our networking course 3 years ago.
Ismail's here, man.
Yeah, we had exactly this experience. We wanted to be as hands-on as possible. You know, we took, I don't know whether you know this book by Stevens, TCPIP, you know, a real handbook, manual, you know, going down to the bits, and we wanted to be like this. We wanted to have the most practical course, and very quickly we realized that there is absolutely no satisfaction for teaching this. And basically the discussions in class were about, you know, a specific command and a specific macro, and there were a couple of system administrators who knew much more than we ever hope to do or know, and the whole thing we were not happy with it. So essentially the course I'm speaking specifically about networking course, I think converged to the point that we really talk about principles. The TCPIP, I mean, we do not teach TCPIP. On the other hand, for example, we teach principles like congestion control. We say, okay, here is the way TCP is doing it, but we don't necessarily require that the student memorizes, you know, what is the, you know, in what rate the, you know, the window is changing in size and things like that. The principle is important. And we try, I mean, but it's a challenging task. I mean, nobody really knows yet what are the underlying principles behind it. That's what, in a way, I'm trying to establish when I list those principles which I would like students to understand. And I would rather have, you know, the web protocol to be an illustration of the principle than learn the protocol itself. There's nothing more boring, right, than learn how many bytes are in each field. I mean, you can always pick it up from the book. So that's not what we're trying to do, but it's not an obvious task. I just want to say that it's not an obvious task, especially for building, you know, servers on the web. You know, what is the principle, and to what extent can you isolate this thing? But we certainly understand it. I mean, that's, I think, a part of our job, and that's a creative part of, you know, curriculum creation. You know, where, you know, how to isolate this from the vocational skills. And that's an ongoing experiment.
If I could just add to that, I think that I know I'm on the background, which is something to talk about. I think that one of the difficulties with internet technology is that the complexity is so great that we need a great deal of the vocational type skills, the ones that are fleeting and have a half-life of 5 years, in order to get to the point of principles, but you can get the principles. So really, I don't think that it's appropriate in a first or second or even a third level course to be talking about how to go about designing protocols. That's really the graduate level work. So you really need to get this foundation as far as how things work to understand how to be a top of that. Really, networking is a course in anatomy because it's been picked up by the masses. You've got millions of processors out there that are attached to people. Because of that complexity, you do have to focus on the vocational aspects, at least early on. And it's only in those last courses that you can get to the real core foundations. Okay, so that's really the need for having a whole track and just into it in one course.
But in general, the ideal situation would be that we teach principles in the courses and we shift, you know, the development, the real implementation to those projects. I mean, that's what I would like really to achieve. To have a senior design project in which the real implementation will take place. I would like students to have this kind of experience. I don't want students to live without, you know, just learning, you know, abstract principles. But I think that it's important to isolate those principles.
I agree with you.
Just a quick comment, in addition to other series, I actually read our comments pretty extensively on the technology side. And I'm one of the few people that does the interview in those four abstract principles, but it's true the ability to articulate a process in terms of what they're trying to solve and how to approach it. In fairness, most of the managers, most of the time, will ask specifically to meet our people's clubs and apply them to what version of the user probably shouldn't do. And I think that you can get real projects where the students are trained to understand the principles. Push that independently, and also, depending on the mood of the interview, say yes, we were using Sun or whatever.
Right.
They should be controlled.
If there's no more questions, we'll have a break and we'll continue with the panel because I'm noticing that we are already late. It's 4:10. So please sign up if you're interested in continuing. We'll set up a meeting and thank you very much for coming.